material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to three decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
Third and seven coming up here for the Lakers. A third and eight, and they hand it off to Terrence Dubes right up the gut, and he's shy of the first down. Gets all the way down to the 29-yard line. A gain of 3 yards. Now pulls up fourth and six to go, maybe five to go, actually 5 yards for a first down here for Lakers, standing at the Cass City 29-yard line. 7:11 left here in the fourth quarter. It's a four-point game. Lakers by four. Tonight's spread set by Vegas was at 6.5 in favor of Lakers. 6:58 now left here. Clock continues to wind down. Lakers on their backup quarterback. Since halfway through the first quarter, Brennan Wisner, the freshman. Lakers fan base on their feet. Cass City fan base on their feet. Open receiver wind down. It's a little bit of a duck, and this one falls incomplete at the 10-yard line. Good coverage by Cass City. Was intended for number, can't quite see his number there, regardless, Wischlager, number 18, Brandon Wischlager, goes incomplete, and now it's back to Cass City ball. A good stop by the Cass City defense. A 41-yard drive results in a turnover of downs on five plays. First and 10 for Cass City from their own 29-yard line. And one break fairly with a tackle to Sawyer Cuthrell across midfield, and he's still on his way. He's down to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, and forced out of bounds right there by number 11, Wisner, at the 17-yard line. A huge run all the way from the 29, 21 to midfield. Throw in another 23. A 44-yard gain for Sawyer Cuthrell, forced out of bounds in Lakers' red zone. A huge play with 6:27 left in the fourth.
Big time run.
Big time run there from Sawyer Cuthrell. And now they hand it off to the left side, and the flag flies after the play. Another penalty flag out there. Terrence Dubes on the tackle. And number six, Sawyer Cuthrell with the carry.
I don't believe it was, Clark. I believe it was a Perry on the other side. But nonetheless, we got a holding call on the Cass City offensive line.
6:22 left in the fourth quarter, 16-12. Cass City now facing a first and 20 from the Laker 27-yard line. Mason Erla comes out of the huddle, poised as ever, looking very confident in that pocket all night long, despite a breaking through Laker line.
We got a false start.
A false start against Cass City. Number 10, the left end. Jack Stern jumped on that one. And the natives are getting restless, my friends.
And that one was as obvious as it gets right there. He was on the near side, closest to all of us to see. He clearly jumped about a second and a half before that even got started.
That looked like an old 1986 Chevy manual just jerking and
oh, you can.
As a false start. And everything in between. Now first and 25. with 6 minutes left in the fourth. Halfway through the fourth, and Cassidy trying to get something going here on first and 25. And now we have another flag, and this more than likely could be an encroachment. A linebacker for the Lakers trying to blitz through it, and it almost looks like that's exactly what's going to be. So now those 5 yards we just marched off for the false start, we're going to give that right back to the encroachment against Lakers. So now we're back to a first and 20.
Unbelievable, Clark. The statistician here is getting quite frustrated, I can tell you that.
It's like the Oprah Winfrey Show. You get a penalty, you get a penalty, you get a penalty. Everyone's getting a penalty tonight. First and 20. Now from the 27-yard line again of Lakers with Cassidy with the ball right to left across your radio. 5:35 left in the fourth.
All right, where are we?
T formation, I don't know. Hand off to Sawyer Cuthrell. They're off and running. And he gets across the line of scrimmage down to the 23-yard line. Might have him down at the 22 according to the spot. It will be a 5-yard gain. Now second and 15 for Cassidy. The clock continues to wind down here. 5:15 left in the fourth. Lakers 16, Cassidy 12.
Terrence Dubes makes the stop for Lakers. 5 minutes to go. Marlette 35, Ubley 26.
We have an update from the Bad Axe USA game. Last we heard, Bad Axe 40, USA 6. Bad Axe 40, USA 6. T formation for Mason Erla and the Red Hawks, handing off to Sawyer Cuthrell again. He's met behind the line of scrimmage, somehow manages maybe to get back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be a loss of a yard, third and 16 now for Cassidy, trying to get into this end zone, trying to regain the lead. They haven't led since the first quarter, or since the second quarter when they led 6-0.
First on the scene for Lakers, number 55, Quentin Smith.
4:25 left in the fourth. Cassidy in no hurry here. Mason Erlo informing his fellow teammates in the huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage. Wing to the left, two men in the backfield.
We haven't seen Mason Erlo air the ball out yet. This might be a chance for him to do that right now.
Looking back to pass, rolling to his left, stays in the pocket, has to get rid of this one. Laker defense all over him, lets this one fly, and he had Drew Loomis open at the 20-yard line. He didn't realize it, though. He was about 5 yards away, and Mason Erlo was just lucky to get that one away. He was way back at the 40-yard line with white jerseys swarming.
Yeah, Evan Shepka put a licking on him as well. But another great job in the pocket, not getting too panicky. Mason Erla sheds a tackler, spins out of another one, and still gets the ball away for a no gain and no loss there. Fourth and 16. This could be the ball game, Clark.
Cassidy coming out, receiver wide each way. Wing on either side as well in the slot. Erla in the shotgun. Looking to pass to his left, and he goes in and out of the hands. Drop pass to number 10, Jack Stern at the 21-yard line, and that is going to be a turnover of downs. Back to Lakers with 3:56 left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and that was a quick pass by Mason Erla. I'm not even sure if Jack Stern makes that catch. He's going to have to do something crazy to get all the way to that first down marker. He had another 8 yards to go. But nonetheless, another goal line stand for Lakers. Let's see if they can get themselves a first down or two and run the clock out.
Five plays, three penalties on that drive. Our statistician is indeed going crazy. 3:56 left in the fourth. Laker ball from the 23-yard line. Handoff right at the middle. They're going to milk this clock for all it's worth. Wisner with the carry. Gets out about for 3 yards. Second and 7 now. Out to the 25-yard line, actually a 2-yard gain, second and 8.
Holbert makes the tackle for Cassidy.
Cassidy had the ball there for 2 minutes and 44 seconds. As Lakers now taking their time. 3:20 left in the fourth. Receiver wide to the left, Wisner in the shotgun. Dubes to his right, and it's a handoff to Diaz Reyes, who is behind him. Goes to the near sideline. Barry Sanders, it reverses fields. Still on his feet, and is charging ahead across the 30 down to the 31-yard line for, when it all said and done, a 5-yard gain. Brings up now a third down. 4 yards to go. Cassidy might have a glimmer of hope here if they come down with a stop.
Nick Perry, the freshman, makes the stop on Diaz-Reyes. And you're absolutely right, Clark, a fourth down stop here.